This is Cale Clark, and these are the thoughts in my head. It's a really nice night. It's slightly chilly. It's cool. Not quite crisp air, but getting there. The moon is a bit less than full. You can see the stars. It's clear. It's definitely clear. I think those are the three sisters I see. And there's a planet over there. I'm not sure which one. Probably like Mars, Mercury, or Venus, I suppose. When I first walked out here, I had one of those feelings. It's like, not quite nostalgia. Oh boy. But some type of longing, but like yummy remembering. I guess that's kind of nostalgia. But it even brought with it some excitement. It was like, ah, I remember you. I remember that feeling. I remember the friendship that comes with that feeling. The connectedness. It's a good feeling. One of the readily accessible memories of that feeling is one night where I came out and spoke and maybe recorded some thoughts, probably recorded some thoughts. And after watching the Adjustment Bureau, so that comes to mind. I love that movie. If you haven't seen it, I suggest it. Be curious to hear your thoughts. I don't really know that I feel like dissecting the Adjustment Bureau in this moment, but that could be a consideration. And I remember when I first came out here this evening, and I thought about the Adjustment Bureau. I thought about, oh man, that would have made a great podcast, the thoughts that I had that night. It wasn't my first time watching it. It was my second or third, I think. You ever have that feeling where you are reaching for something that you can't quite grab or name or touch or access yet? I feel like that a little bit with this particular podcast, with some of these thoughts. I'm filled with the yummy feelings of it, and I can't quite talk about it, you know? I came across an Instagram post the other day that had, you know, it was like six terms that are, you know, kind of rare words that hold an incredible amount of meaning. Like the descriptions were incredible. It was just like putting like a single word to a lot of words to describe a single feeling. I'd have to look it up outside of this moment to give an example. But some of the things that I've articulated here tonight probably have words to them. I love that. Just had a memory also when I took that deep breath of another access point, watching a show with my mom, my sister was probably sleeping, but in the living room basement growing up. And it was the feeling of connection, connectedness. It's so interesting to look back on those, just those little bits of joy and fulfillment, satisfaction that you have, and like what are those? Or hopefully that you have. I know not everyone is, you know, blessed and given that gift of or experience of joy and satisfaction during childhood. But it's cool, isn't it, that you can walk outside and look up at the moon and the stars and just have a feeling of joy, of excitement, of connection and satisfaction without anything really having to happen. You just have an experience and you think of things and you feel things and it's pleasurable. I've been fighting a feeling of, you're not really saying much, Kale. I'm not really going anywhere with this. Do I have to be? Opening up and sinking into the excitement and reality that there may be people out there who actually want to just hear something like this. Maybe they're not looking for something overly profound or profound at all. Maybe they're not looking for an answer to a problem. They just are curious. They just want to listen. They want to hear and explore. And I'm hoping that some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And some of these descriptors, that it resonates, that it lands. I like the idea of not necessarily having to perform for a particular goal other than simply to exist and to share and to let it free flow. I think I had a little bit of an agenda expectation when I first came outside or first felt the feeling. My brain knew it wanted to address something, and I don't think I've actually been able to fully access it. But that's okay. Just speaking and sharing anyway. I think that might be all for now. I might actually start recording some additional thoughts, some other thoughts for a different segment. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. These are the thoughts in my head. Over and out.